This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations says at least 16 of its local staff members have been detained in Ethiopia's capital days after the government declared a state of emergency as the country's year-long war escalates. All the detained staffers are ethnic Tigrayan, a humanitarian worker told the Associated Press on Tuesday. A UN spokesman told reporters they are being detained in facilities against their will. The UN said it was given no reason for the detentions, but ethnic Tigrayans, including lawyers, have reported widespread detentions in Addis Ababa since the state of emergency was declared, saying people are being picked up on the basis of their ethnicity alone. Urgent diplomatic efforts continue as African Union and United States envoys encourage an immediate ceasefire by Ethiopia's government and the Tigray forces who long dominated the national government before current Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed came to power. Thousands of people have been killed in the year-long war and thousands detained and millions displaced. French President Emmanuel Macron's office said Tuesday he has the, quote, greatest respect for Algeria and regrets the diplomatic row sparked by his criticism of the country's leadership. Relations between France and its former colony in North Africa have been strained for much of the six decades since Algeria won its independence after a brutal eight-year war. After his election in 2017, Macron attempted to change the dynamic by going further than his predecessors in owning up to past French abuses in Algeria, but relations deteriorated again in October after Macron accused Algeria's political military system of rewriting the history